Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. It is February 28, 2014, at Cambridge University, Great Britain, Pembroke College, the Master's Suite. Dinner is served for a distinguished guest. His name is General Michael Flynn. He's the director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he's a guest of significant intelligence community figures in Great Britain. One of them is a master at Pembroke College, Richard Dearlove. He's the host. In attendance are other intelligence scholars and professors. In addition, Svetlana Lakova, a British citizen, is in attendance at the invitation of her professor, Mr. Andrews. She is at the dinner in order to meet all of these dignitaries who are significant intelligence community voices in Cambridge University, which specializes in intelligence. You will remember Cambridge University is associated with the most romantic and famous of all intelligence stories coming out of Britain since Elizabeth I. That would be the Cambridge Five, although I'm told now it's Cambridge 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It goes on a bit. However, Svetlana joins me now. There's new information. This is a back-to-the-beginning story of about that dinner and what we know now to be the false witness of members of the Russiagate hoax who used this dinner initially in order to smear Michael Flynn. The subsequent events in 2016 and 2017 are unimaginable. February of 2014. Svetlana, welcome. Recent information declassified and distributed to the public by the Trump administration points to this dinner as vital to establish the credibility of sources used by the Russiagate hoaxers. You were in attendance at that dinner. It looks, from the photographs that I've seen of Pembroke College, to be extremely toney, a paneled room. And I'm guessing the dinner was catered. There are pictures of wine glasses on the table, and General Flynn was the guest of honor. Why were you at the dinner? How did you come to be there? Because these are all big, square-shouldered intelligence agencies, either active or retired. You were none of those. Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you so much for having me on. So I was a historian, a postgraduate student at the University of Cambridge, and my mentor professor was somebody called Christopher Andrew, Professor Christopher Andrew, and he invited me together with somebody called Richard Dearlove, who is the former head of MI6, but he became the head of the college, the Pembroke College. And they've invited me to this dinner with General Flynn. Now, at that point, I had no idea who General Flynn was because my research focused on the 1930s. However, because, of course, if your professor invites you to this important dinner, you have to attend. And that's how I came to be present at the dinner with General Flynn.
The dinner that evening was very toney, and the conversation is swirling around you. You had duties that, in fact, required you to handle student papers. You were a scholar working on your own, but also responsible to students at Pembroke. So there was nothing out of the usual for these men, but certainly out of the usual for you. Had you been to such a dinner before? What was your impression when you were there?
It was perfectly normal. The University of Cambridge is one of the top universities, so it was perfectly normal for people to be present at dinners because we had many dignitaries. The General Flynn dinner was something, you know, that, you know, I've of course never heard of General Flynn until I met him, but it was something that, you know, we had, you know, plenty of dignitaries. Therefore, something that when my mentor, Christopher Andrew, told me I have to attend, like as a must, then there was something that...
Right. Were there other students present besides yourself?
That's right. There were about maybe 12 to 20 people.
And were any of them students in your position?
I think about half of the people were students, and about half of people were probably representing the DIA.
All right. Now, during the course of the dinner, there was conversation, a lot of back and forth, and you were seated on the opposite side of the table with General Flynn. At some point, you were asked to show General Flynn the research you were doing on Joseph Stalin. What was that research and what did you do?
So towards the end of the dinner, I was asked by my professor, Christopher Andrew, to show General Flynn a photograph I found in the Stalin archives, which was the topic of my PhD. And it was to do with the fact that Joseph Stalin, before he became, you know, pretty important person within the Soviet government, he was a revolutionary on the run in 1912. And he sent a photograph, or rather a postcard, to one of his former revolutionary mates, to say that he safely escaped from the Tsarist government, and he signed it off, and it was an important document to show how, you know, even Joseph Stalin was somebody who previously was on the run. And my professor, Christopher Andrew, asked me to show this photograph to General Flynn as something that, you know, is a sort of, you know, as we call cognitive dissidence, which is that, you know, Joseph Stalin being on the run at that point from the secret police and from the secret services before he becomes the head of the Russian government. And so I pulled out my iPad, on which I had the photograph of my research documents, and I passed it over to Sir Richard Jilov, who was sitting next to me, and then he passed it on to General Flynn, who was standing up, and that's how General Flynn saw the photograph.
I see. And did General Flynn comment on Stalin's handwriting or the photograph at all? What did he say?
Well, he thought it was very funny because it was something that, you know, people assume that Stalin is all powerful, and I produced a document that showed that at that point Stalin was on the run, and that was it.
That was it. And now the dinner is ending. The plates are cleared. That you've had coffee, and people are taking photographs. You took a photograph, or did people take photographs of you?
I took the photographs. I took one photograph when General Flynn was standing up, thanking everyone for the dinner, and other people were toasting him. And he was sitting opposite me, and hence I took the photograph from where I was sitting. And then I took a second photograph because I was a relatively junior person within, you know, the Cambridge, you know, community. And then I took a second photograph of him leaving the dinner, shaking hands with Richard Jilov and Christopher Andrew. And it was my job, and I sent the photographs to both, you know, the British academics and people who were there with General Flynn as a souvenir of his visit.
So I've seen that photograph. There's Christopher Andrew, there's Richard Jilov, and there's General Michael Flynn. That's the photograph we're talking about.
That's right.
All right. You're leaving the dinner. And David North, your fiancé or husband at the time?
Fiancé and then husband, yes.
It comes to pick you up at the door. Now, we're at Pembroke College, and I've studied what I can of the Cambridge University campus. Pembroke College is a beautifully laid out 14th century establishment. Well, originally 14th century, been layered on ever since. It's one of the most privileged places to study in the universe. However, it's a long way from taxis. So where do you and David go?
So initially, so just one step back is I was sitting at the dinner between Richard G. Love on my right-hand side and a gentleman called Bill Foster on my left-hand side. And because the beautiful British tradition, because I was the only female at the dinner, is that the host, who was Sir Richard G. Love, had to sit next to me. And then opposite me was General Flynn, but we never sat together. And in fact, when I passed the photograph, I had to pass it through to when I was asked to pass the my research, I passed it on to Sir Richard G. Love, who then passed it to General Flynn, because Richard G. Love was sitting next to me. Then Bill Foster, who was sitting on the left of me, walked me from the Master's Lodge, because it was quite a long walk through the Pembroke College of the Cambridge University. It was about, as you said, 10 minute walk in the dark on a night in February. And my husband was waiting outside to take me home. So there was this short chat between Bill Foster, who's a person who was present all the while next to me. And then he went on his bike, and David, my husband, and me, we went to our hotel. So I never saw General Michael Flynn.
I understand.
Apart from the fact of the dinner.
You've not identified. Who's Bill? How did you know Mr. Foster?
So Mr. Foster was somebody who was a historian at the University of Cambridge. However, he later came to me when the story about Stephen Halper. So he was somebody who was not present at the dinner, but who I think we might discuss later reported on dinner, but he wasn't there. He wasn't there. And William Foster came up to me later, and he previously identified himself as somebody who's this professor, and he was very interested in my research. But later he said to me that he was friends with Stephen Halper, and he did not realize that's when Stephen Halper ended up in the papers. Much later, and he did not realize that Stephen Halper was somebody who lied about me and General Flynn, and that he, William Foster, so that's the person who sat next to me at the dinner, would like to clear this up and say that, of course, he was a witness to the fact that nothing happened between me and General Flynn.
Did you know and Bill Foster before this meeting?
Yes, that's right. I knew him as a professor at Cambridge University.
Is he British or American?
So he was an American who got naturalized as British.
So he's still at Cambridge University, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge.
And he walked you to David North, and then you and David went on to your hotel.
That's right.
And that was the end of the evening. Do you have any sense of time? Was the dinner early and then you walked home late? Do you have any sense? It was wintertime.
I would say it would be about 11, because normally the dinner. So previously, General Flynn gave a presentation at Corpus Christi College, where my former professor was the master of, and that would have been early on. So I would assume the dinner would be between 7:30 and 10:11, something like that. So I would assume I would have left the dinner at 11.
All right, let me go over what I've learned from you. You were invited by Christopher Andrew, your professor. He's at Corpus Christi College. You're a scholar and a student specializing in Russian intelligence in the 1930s. That would be the time that Joseph Stalin was sending teams of spies to America to find out everything they could about the aeronautical engineer, among other things. They managed to enlist in all the finest colleges and kept up a network for years. Good for them. They even made Hollywood movies together. I've read your book. Okay. You were invited by Christopher Andrew to this dinner. There were 10 or 12 people there. You were not the only student. To your right was Richard Dearlove, former head of MI6, who's the master of Pembroke College. That's a distinguished position. And these are his suites that where you're being catered to. Paneled walls, lots of photographs. Outside is February, but it's February at Pembroke College. To your left is Bill Foster, a professor at Cambridge who is an American-born but a British citizen. Across from you is General Michael Flynn, whom you've never seen before. He's identified to you for the first time as the head of the DIA, which is the Defense Intelligence Agency, military. He's a general. Also at the table were other voices and opinions. What's important is that you passed information to General Flynn via your iPad, thanks to Richard Dearlove, of what you'd have to say is a sentimental opinion of Joseph Stalin, a man who becomes master of the Soviet Union and is associated with tragedy, but at one time was a man on the run, writing coded messages to his colleagues. All right. At the end of the dinner, Bill Foster, a professor at Cambridge University, walks with you some moments in the Cambridge lanes, and you meet up with David North and go out home. Is all that correct?
Correct.
I'm speaking with Svetlana Lakova. We're being repetitive because all of this, every bit of it, everything you just heard, has been cooked into part of the Russiagate hoax. Quite fantastic, but there it is. We will get to the next part in a moment. We're headed to 2017. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.